Today is the 14th of December 2018. I'm interviewing Mark Tremaine, the last of the Tremaine family interviews. Mark currently is a plumber and irrigation specialist. Mark, would you like to tell us something about the life and times of you and your family?
From the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. I was born in 1971. I know I wasn't born in Willow Drive, but I think it was Griffiths Street. And I don't know when we moved to Willow Drive, but all my memories start in Willow Drive, I suppose. With the grass domain out the side, was where we played all our sport every night after school. From cricket to playing in the creek to biking down the road. Simon had us out most nights playing, depends on what season it was to what sport we were playing. And then Dad subdivided the back section off and the Trows moved in, which then gave me another teammate in my side of the team, rather than me just playing Simon and getting thrashed every 5 seconds. From there, I went to Taradale Primary. So that was just walking to school every day. Left Willow Drive when I was 10, which was intermediate form one, I suppose it was then. And moved up to Puketapu Road, where Dad had bought a farm off the Goods, Trevor Good.
Yep, the potato grower.
Potato grower, yep. Well, the family owned that farm up until about 2 years ago. And I had always said when I was growing up that I wanted to live here. So I remember the day after my wedding, we went up there with the father-in-law and showed him what I wanted to do. And was an earth contractor at Waipak. And so he bulldozed the top of the hill off. And we moved in there probably 15 years ago today. Built the garage, yes. And lived in the garage while we built the main house. I went to Taradale Intermediate and then moved on to Napier Boys following the other two brothers. It's been interesting growing up with those two boys. I think the main thing is I was born outside of Dad's rugby career. So a lot of people in the country don't know that there's three boys. So every time, often where I meet someone new, they go, oh, I didn't realise there was three of you. And I always reply with, that's good.
You're the last man standing.
Yeah. The silent one gets away with a lot more. Moving up onto the hill, still at Taradale Intermediate, went to Napier Boys. Used to bike down the road every day and get the bus to school. We played cricket in the summer and rugby in the winter pretty much my whole schooling life, up until high school, and I gave up cricket because I wasn't very good at it. And played rugby right through to leaving school, played for Old Boys Marist.
No after effects, no back problems or anything? Strong
really,
man, eh?
Not really. Played serious positions, played prop early days, played hooker in my senior years, and played a bit of flanker as well.
When you were growing up, I remember Pam saying that she used to cart you three over to Havelock North by bus. That must have been quite a trip because she didn't drive at that stage, did she?
I can't remember that. No, Havelock, I remember going meeting the walls and, well, both sets of walls, the Napier walls and the Havelock walls, and going to the show. We'd go over to Havelock quite often to see the walls for dinner and that because of Waipatiki. And that's where I took up my apprenticeship with Graham once I finished my seventh form year at Boys High and decided that I was over the education system and didn't want to go to varsity. And I was working for Graham in the holidays, earning money, so it was the next step to go and become an apprentice there. I worked for him. Back in those days, I had to do a six-month pre-apprentice trade course. Yep. So I went to Auckland and lived with Auntie Pap and Uncle Brian for 6 months in St Heliers and went to Point Chev, which was Carrington Polytech back then. And so I played rugby for Grammar Old Boys up there in the weekends. That was good. And then came back and did my trade for 3 years. That would have made me 21. Then I went overseas and spent 3 or 4 years just, don't know really what I was doing for three or 4 years. I was
traveling,
coming back. I did a bit of work here and then go back over. And so, yeah, 4 years was a little bit of a
footloose and fancy free.
Yeah, and it was also after Dad died as well, so I sort of lost, well, didn't lose my way, but didn't really know what I wanted to do. And then came back and worked for Graham again for a while. Then I started the plumbing company for Flood and Beatty, which was a building company in Onikawa, and then left them and started my own business and worked there for a while and got a couple of guys working for me. And then I got Anthony, my business partner now, who came on board and brought the irrigation knowledge with him. And him and I have been together now probably 10 or 12 years now. And we joined Think Water, which was a franchise company out of Aussie, coming up 10 years.
So you're well and truly established. Do you do orchards as well?
Totally. That's our main focus is orchards, vineyards. Then we do lawns and, like, we've done the gardens out here for the council.
My old orchard now is run by T&G.
Oh, yeah.
I had put all the water systems in. They came in with their machinery. But the speed that they put them together, the cost.
Yeah, it's not cheap. And the thing is that now, when they take over a new block, or an old block, yes, the spacings are different as well. So there's a lot of technical stuff about it.
And you obviously work anywhere they need irrigation.
2013, we got a contract in Blenheim. So I took the whole family down there. We put the two older kids into school down in Rapara School down in Blenheim, and the youngest was only still at kindy. So we lived there for a year.
Was this a big vineyard?
No, it was a town wastewater plant. Because back 5 years ago, there was a big incentive by the government to give an alternative solution to get rid of town effluent rather than just pumping it into the sea. Mm. So we turned it round and put it onto 110 hectares of ground for pasture, hay, silage, that sort of stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that was that. Then we go all around the country doing the Somerset retirement villages around the North Island.
Well, that's a good contract to have.
Yep. And then pretty much if someone pays us, we'll go there.
Yes. Well, you've got a new one coming up in Havelock, haven't you?
Yes.
So you met
Jan.
Where did you meet her locally?
I knew Jan. She was a Pronghow girl, or Wanstead to be precise. Yeah. And she was boarding at Girls High. So she was a year behind me at Girls High in the hostel, but we didn't really have too much to do with each other. And I ran into her in England in about 98, 99, somewhere around there. Mm. And then it was a couple of years later that I went down to Wellington. There was actually the game that John Eels kicked the winning goal down in Wellington. And I met her there. And from there, it sort of just progressed.
And so when were you married?
03, 03, 04. No, 04, 04, 03.
Right. And children?
Now we now have Jack as my oldest. He's just finished year 9 at Napier Boys. Greer is just finished year 8 at Puketapu and is going to Napier Girls next year. And Annika is 10 on Sunday. And she is moving into year 6 at Puketapu.
Wonderful. I always feel very proud when I hear people go to Napier Boys, because I went to Napier Boys.
Yeah, it's a great school.
When I left high school, I didn't know any of the people that I grew up with in Havelock. Anyway, it didn't matter in the end.
No, but also today, because of social media, they know, well, not every kid, but a lot of kids in every school. It's unbelievable.
Well, we were isolated, totally. Yeah. And of course, no girls there, and it was quite different.
Even my years, we only knew us and Napier Girls and a few people from other schools, but not the volumes they know now. Yeah, lots of people.
And so what did Jan do?
She went to CIT down in Trentham for a term and then gave that up and ended up working for the National Bank in Wellington. And from my understanding, she basically ran a team of people that did all the paperwork for the dealing room. So the dealing room did a deal, they'd get pushed through to her and she'd sort all the paperwork and all that sort of stuff.
Awesome job.
Yeah, no, it's a great job. And she did that, or did bank work over in London and all that sort of stuff after that. So she moved from there to Hawke's Bay and worked for Stewart's and the guy Sebastian in Napier for a couple of times.
David.
And now she just does a bit of work for us and a bit of stuff at school and whatever she does for the kids.
Well, besides being a family man and having your children, what do you do for hobbies? Do you play golf?
Not much.
You haven't got much time?
No. Last time I played golf was Monday for Napier Boys for a fundraiser. Time before that was probably 2 years ago in Fiji.
So you're not a regular?
I'm not a regular golfer, no. No, there's not huge amounts that I do on a regular thing. Like every Thursday we try and have, there's about 12 guys that we normally get 4 or 5 up to my place for tennis. So I really enjoy that. Apart from that, I follow the kids around and do, Greer's right into surf at the moment, and Jack. And I really enjoy going to that and helping with that.
Now, Waipatake, you've been going to Waipatake for a fair while now.
Yeah, we have. I've got photos on my wall of me and my bassinet at Waipatake. So we basically, my understanding of Waipatake is we used to own a batch there that Dad had to sell to be able to afford to start the real estate company.
Yes.
And from then on, we rented the batch straight behind. So the batch we used to own was right next to the walls. And so then when we sold that batch, we rented for the next 20-odd years the batch directly behind the batch we used to own. So there's a little alleyway through to the walls. So we'd live in that batch, but then sleep in the walls, bunkhouse and all that sort of stuff all the time. And I can remember it was fifth form that we bought our first batch after that at Waipatake. So I was, 15, 16? And we had that batch for probably, Mum had it for a long time, actually. So I don't know exactly when, but Chris would know all those, he's good with those things. Mum still had that batch, but Chris and I bought the old farmhouse. And then the farmhouse had the house there and two buildings behind. Each building was two motel units, and we revamped So I had the middle unit, Chris had the front farmhouse, and Amanda Holland had the back. And so we did them up. It would have been there for 10 years, I suppose. So what happened when the three boys did the subdivision at Waipatakei, I got one of the sections when it closed off. Sure. And so I sold my little batch to Mum, who sold her batch because it was too big for her now. And so she moved in there for a fair few years. And then Chris and Mum have just sold theirs probably a couple of years ago. And so now Chris is building, and I started building August last year, and I got code of compliance this week.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I was very happy about that. So I got a builder to stand the frames, and sure. I pretty much did the rest.
It's interesting, access has made it so much better. God, when you think of that old road.
The old shingle road.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But lots of crayfish.
Still enough crayfish.
Righto, well, what haven't you told me?
I don't know. Do you need any background information on Jan's family at all?
Yes.
Okay, right. So Jan's maiden name is Greenside. Her father is Arthur Greenside, and her mother is Pam, and she was a Ritchie out of Ashburton. And Arthur's father was from Wanstead, and they'd get on the family farm, and Arthur's father was in the 21 All Blacks. I was trying to remember his first name. Bert Greenside. So yeah, they've been from down there the whole time, and they sold their farm, becoming up 8 or 9 years ago now.
Yeah. Okay, now, with Thinkwater, lots of machinery.
Yep, so we started off with a couple of vans. Now we've just increased those over years, so now we've probably got 10 vehicles, 2 diggers, 2 ditch witches, 2 dingoes, various trailers, big truck. Because at the end of the day, it's either you subcontract out or you do it yourself, and we're finding it's far easier and far more certain when you've got your own gear.
Well, you can do it when you want to.
Correct.
That's about timing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where do you centralise yourself with
your... We're in Onikawa. We've got a building in Onikawa that we've just bought the place next door as well. So we've opened the yard up because we're getting too big for ourselves. We're just, in January, we are opening in Omahu Road as well.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I think probably we've just about covered everything, and when it all comes together, it's going to make quite an interesting story of the family, because I've certainly left an imprint on Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, I leave home at 6 o'clock every morning to make sure I'm home by just after 5, because I thought, well, I don't see the kids in the morning, so I want to see them at night. And that's how I try and get around that.
All right, well, thank you, pleasure. Mark, and thanks for the contribution you're making to Hawke's Bay.
Thanks, Frank. Cheers.